The pandemic has taken a serious toll on Americans' mental health. Studies show that one in three people last year experienced elevated rates of depression. But a new treatment might offer hope for those who are severely depressed. Researchers at Stanford used pulses of magnetic energy to stimulate the brain in a new way. And it helped nearly 80% of patients go symptom-free within days. From member station KQED San Francisco, Leslie McClurg reports.
After 40 years of fighting debilitating depression, Emma was on the brink.
I was suicidal. I was going to die.
Or not using her real name because of the stigma of mental illness. The 59-year-old lives in California's Bay Area.
I have been on every medication. I have tried everything there is to try to have a semblance of normalcy.
3 years ago, Emma's psychiatrist urged her to enroll in a study at Stanford University School of Medicine, designed for people who had run out of options. For 10 hours a day, for five consecutive days, Emma sat in a chair while electric pulses stimulated her brain. She says it felt like...
like a woodpecker is tapping your head, and then it stops. And then about 15 seconds later, it says, up, dee, 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 and then it taps again.
At the end of the first day, she was calm. Even when her partner picked her up to drive her home, she stayed relaxed.
When he drives, I'm hysterical all the time. I'm grabbing things. I'm yelling, you know, did you see those lights? And I'm panicking constantly. And I rode home that first night, and I just looked out the window, and I enjoyed the ride.
Emma had received an individualized version of transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. A coil on top of her head created a magnetic field that sent electric pulses through her skull to tickle the surface of her brain.
And you're generating current in a particular type of brain tissue, which is kind of thought to be underactive in depression.
Nolan Williams is the study's lead author and a psychiatrist at Stanford. His research was recently published in the American Journal of Psychiatry. He says TMS is designed to pump up the prefrontal cortex. That's the part of the brain that plans, dreams, and controls our emotions.
And we send a signal over and over again to remember to stay in control. And then that system comes online, and then it's able to suppress the areas of the brain that are involved with negative mood.
In other words, people feel less depressed and more in control. The study shows it may be possible to get astounding results in 5 days.
This research is a game changer, in my opinion.
Mark George is a psychiatrist and neurologist at the Medical University of South Carolina. He pioneered a TMS treatment that was approved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration for depression in 2008. It's now covered by insurance, including Medicare and Medicaid. But the problem is the regimen takes 6 weeks.
So this study shows that you can speed it all up and that you can add treatments in a given day, and it works.
The shorter treatment will increase access for a lot of people who can't get 6 weeks off work or cover childcare for that long.
The more exciting applications, however, are due to this rapidity. You know, these people got unsuicidal, undepressed within a week. Those patients are just clogging up our emergency rooms, our psych hospitals. We really don't have good treatments for acute suicidality.
Nearly 80% of patients in the most recent Stanford study crossed into remission, meaning they experienced a normal mood within days. That's what happened for Tommy Van Brocklin.
I have not had any depressed days since the treatment.
After 45 years of depression and numerous failed attempts to medicate his illness, Van Brocklin says he really didn't see a way out.
The past couple of years, I just started crying a lot, driving down the road, thinking about stuff. I'd cry, just a real emotional wreck.
So last September, he flew across the country from his home in Tennessee to spend 10 days at Stanford to be part of a small trial. Almost immediately, he started sleeping better, feeling less angry.
I wake up now and I want to come to work, whereas before, I'd rather stick a sharp stick in my eye than go to work.
He's hopeful the changes stick. More larger studies are needed to verify how long the TMS treatment will last. At least for Emma, the woman who received the treatment 3 years ago in a similar study, the results are holding. She says she still has ups and downs, but...
it's an entirely different me dealing with it.
She says the treatment rewired her from the inside out.
It saved my life, and I'll be forever grateful. It saved my life.
The new TMS could be widely available by the end of 2022. That's when scientists at Stanford expect FDA clearance to come through. For Here and Now, I'm Leslie McClurg.